It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine. Are you recording?
Yep.
Welcome to the weekly Comedy Shoe Shine.
Weekly Every show. Week, once a week.
How's it going, Sam?
Good, man. I'm just still laughing about a lot of the stuff we did in the last three or 4 weeks. Just, I think our best shows. Just,
yeah. I don't know how we're going to follow that up.
Yeah. I would get done and I'd be like, I can't wait for it to release. And I would look on the... You know, the various podcast outlets, and as soon as it showed up, which was, you know, you get them out
right
within away. A couple hours, and I just listened to them again, and just like, man, we've really hit our stride.
I know, but it's also too good. Like, I do one of those, you know, like if we're talking last week's episode, the week before, one of those, and it's just like, after we're done, I'm like, just everything I've ever thought of that was funny, it's gone.
I don't know. It feels like this next episode's going to be like the sophomore slump, you know, like you just released like the album of all first bands, like all their best songs they wrote when they were teenagers and it all came together. And then that's, you know, but somehow we just keep doing it.
Yeah. This is going to be a real Silverchair's second album.
Which
I think it's called, I had it actually, cause I liked the first one. So I bought the second one and then it was,
Even know what it is.
I think it's called like Freak Show maybe something freak.
Is that when they started doing the artwork where it's like the artwork is them having like weird heads and arms?
I have no idea. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it is. Maybe that's that other band they had.
Yeah. They had another band? Huh. Well, anyway, my idea was to just do testing my audio of the show, but I guess since we have nothing else.
I don't know if that'll be better than the last 4 weeks' episodes or worse.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have so much old stuff. Who knows if I'll ever catch up. Oh, yeah. I didn't even talk about, like, my New York trip.
Oh, yeah. When was that?
I don't know. Like, last year.
Yeah.
Somehow I forgot to bring it up in the last five episodes that we did. Well, since then.
Yeah. Just a lot of other content.
Well, here, I'll start us off with something. You know, so I have scoliosis. I forget if I've mentioned it on the show. And my back also... It might not even be related to that, but my back just started hurting a lot the like last few months or 7 months ago. I have no fucking idea. Sometime in the last 10 years. And part of it is I'm doing too much. Like I'm playing hockey and playing golf and it's like, I have someone break stones on my back. Like I put, set them on my back and then I'd use the big hammer to like crack them. I do too much back stuff.
And you're like Atlas, you carry around a globe. For some reason.
Yeah, that weird pose that's like somehow the worst way you could
possibly... That's Atlas, right?
I think so.
Or was Atlas. I don't think he's doing it anymore. He finally quit.
Rest in peace, Atlas.
He's like, oh, the earth just is spinning in space without me holding it? Then why am I even doing this?
Yeah. That was Atlas until somewhat recently. He passed away.
Can't hold the damn thing forever.
Yeah, so, and I think I don't know how much scoliosis matters, except that it makes it so I can't sleep on it, right? Like, it's because I'm uneven. So, I think it makes it harder to get better, because it's just like I hurt it in my sleep a lot.
Yeah, there's no cure for that.
No, I just fucked.
You can't have, like, a big brace that, like, aligns it all.
No, the braces are only for when you're still developing, so they put them on you. When you're growing, because the scoliosis like grows with you, you know, but once it's already...
That's the nice thing about it. It grows with you.
Yeah. It's really grown on me. Once you're done with all the growing process, that does nothing.
Yeah.
And
then
so
they just call you like brace back and stuff like that. And it's embarrassing.
Well, I never did that. Like every time it was always like, well, it's just below the line of where we would bother with that, I guess, but it's still pretty bad. I don't know. Anyway. So I just had a bunch of back pain and I got to the point where I was like, I'm tired. I got to do something. Like I'm not a fucking moron. So I'm not doing chiropractic or I just offended half our listeners, but chiropractic is nothing. It's a fake thing. It might make you feel like you feel better, which is fine, but it's also not science and doesn't do anything. But anyway, I'm not going to try something like that or, you know, sticking needles in me or whatever, but I got to do something. And so I went to physical therapy. I went to physical therapy and was just like, my back is killing me. It got to the point. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to the point where I actually was having like the back spasm stuff, which is the worst. Yeah. God, when that happens, it's amazing. Right now, sitting in this fucking chair, recording this, you know, what is it? You know, our 234th episode in a row, consecutive episode. And we haven't missed. So it's been exactly.
We're the Brett Favre of podcasters.
Yeah, 234
Each
weeks.
Each of us are Brett Favre. We're Brett Favre.
Sitting here right now, I feel like, oh, I could jump up and down. I could do a little somersault or do whatever. When my back was spasming, I felt like never again in my life will I be able to move faster than like a snail. It's amazing. Yeah. God, it changes your whole brain. I was like, I'm never going to walk again. Like I was just kind of like, you know, pitter patter. Like, I don't know why I'm doing it. You can't see it. But I was just kind of like, what would it be like? An old wizard or something? Like I was just.
Yeah. Did you have a staff?
Yeah, you have to. Mm-hmm. You're issued one. Yeah. And you really, I don't know how to describe this other than like you genuinely feel like you're never going to do an athletic thing again in your life. It hurts so bad for no reason. Like if the slightest motion happens. And so when that happened, I was like, oh, fucking A, it's fine. So, you know, but that sort of calms down a little bit after a few days. And I couldn't play any sports or do anything. But so I was like, oh, I got to try something. I go to physical therapy. And they're just like, you got to save some money. No, they're just like, you got to just strengthen your core. It's always fucking core. No matter what you go in there with, it's always your fucking core. Do some core strength.
I figured that out, by the way, unless that's the joke you're about to make.
No, I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah. What is it?
They say that because no one will ever do it. So yeah, then when you come back, they're like, well, did you strengthen your core? And they're like, obviously the answer is no, because nobody's going to strengthen their core.
Yeah. The conversation goes, well, did you strengthen your core? Look, it's not helping. It's not, but did you strengthen your core? Well, but it's not helping. Did you? Well, no, of course I didn't, but still, I know it's
no
not
human gonna... can do that. Yeah. So obviously I didn't. Well, that's
there's
what you
no
have to do.
No amount of core strength that you could be at that someone won't say, okay, but strengthen your core more. There's people
do they measure how strong your core is
our
anyway?
Core is, there's people come in with, they're all core, 100% core, and they'd still be.
They just tell them to de-strengthen their core. They would say it's too strong.
Yeah. Well, and she was like, well, we're just trying to, I thought they would do something for my fucking back and neck, you know, because it's kind of up high. It's like in the middle, back and neck. But like, they don't do that. They're just like, well, if you strengthen your core, then when you're playing hockey, you won't hurt it as bad. And it's like, what? So you're not doing anything for it then. You're just, and they, even the pill or the medications they gave me weren't working because it was like not quite in the, I guess it was some muscle in between my ribs or something. So it made it I couldn't breathe really. And so like the topical stuff, they gave me some tropical cream and,
sounds topical. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice. I had like a, you know, Mai Tai or whatever, like
Thomas's Trump impeachment cream. Very topical.
Yeah.
And every time you get it refilled, it's like a different,
yeah. Whatever the news was, they're just
week three of the NFL's cream.
Yeah. And that didn't, I think it couldn't reach deep enough into my muscles or something because it didn't really do anything. It was even the lidocaine patches or whatever, and it made me feel jittery and shitty too, so I couldn't do it. So then I was like, well, I got to do something. And I was like, I just Googled. I was like, sports massage. I just imagined something that must be a thing. Maybe I heard it from, you know, they're talking about like hockey players getting sports massage or something. Yeah. So I just thought of that. I was like, I'm going to try that. So all that is to say, I don't think I've even told you about any of this, right?
No, I had no idea.
So I found a sports massage place And I was like, yeah, I'll just, at this point, maybe this is just what I do. I don't fucking care. I have to, once your back hurts enough, you're like, whatever. I don't even blame people for getting the stupid electric rods or whatever, needles that do nothing. If it makes you feel better, fine. Do whatever. I'm not judging anybody if it actually works. It's just that some stuff is not real. It's just fake. But anyway, so I go in there and I've gotten probably 4 or 5 massages since then. It's been forever. It's been like 2 months. I haven't gotten one in about a month. But anyway, and I was like, well, this feels like it's doing something, you know? And I realized, you know, through the second one, I was like, oh, I'm just paying someone to torture me. Like, it's the most painful thing since having my back spasm. But somehow it feels like it's a good thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, does it hurt? She will put her fucking elbow there. No, you know, when you see like, oh, massage on TV, the relaxing, whatever. It's not that. It's 1,000,000% not that. And there's not even, I wish she would do a little bit of that, you know, like I wish she'd give me 10 minutes of a spa day massage.
Yeah,
you know?
Put some hot stones on your
back. Or just like, just a gentle, no, it's get right into it. Let's ruin your life. Like oh my God, it's so painful. It turns out all the shit you see in like, you know, the CIA interrogations, it turns out all they would need to do is just, if you have a knot in your back, just put their elbow on it and push slightly. And I'll tell them anything you want to know. It'd be sure. Yeah. I was working for the other Russians. I don't know, whatever it is. It's so fucking painful. I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, when you do those things where you're trying to judge, like, is this a good amount of pain or a too much amount of pain? Like, when do I say like, I can't do this, you know? And she's always like, oh, let me know if it's too much. But in my head, I'm like, well, what's the amount that's supposed to fix something? I don't know. Does it fix it?
So yeah, I don't understand it.
Oh my God. It is unbelievable. There have been a couple times where I'm like, you have to stop. I can't do it anymore. And all she's doing is pushing a stupid, why are our bodies like this?
I don't know.
Is what I want to know.
The question is it working or what?
Well, I think it's hard. And what doesn't help is that while I think sports massage does, like I tried to Google it and it does provide some pain relief in it. And the problem is like muscles tensing in my back too much, you know, and if they go extremely, you know, tense and hurt and sprained or whatever, then it turns into a spasm. It's the worst. I think that's my understanding of it. Hmm. And so like, I don't know. I think it does help to loosen it up and I think it has made it a little better. I would probably have to go like every other day, really.
Because
once I don't go for a couple days, then it's immediately the worst. But what the fuck is I gonna say? Oh, it doesn't help that she's like you know, she was like trying to upsell me. She was like, you know what I think would help is some cupping. I'm like, oh, fucking, I'm trying to do a real thing here.
That's when they cup your balls.
Yeah. Well, no, that she's said, doing. She's 100%. Okay. Like the only way I'm getting through this is if you cup my balls. Otherwise, I can't even do it. It's impossible. But no, and she's trying to sell me. I'm just like, it doesn't help with my confidence in whether or not this is real anything, you know?
So cupping is they light something on fire and throw it in there and then put it on your back.
Yeah, it's what the reason that Michael Phelps has all his fucking boil-looking things on him. It's stupid. It's nothing.
Why would that work?
Nothing. There's no reason. The theory will probably be, oh, the muscle in there, it'll, I don't know, startle it or something. I don't know.
They should put like a bee in there. Something that stimulates like and it just scares you and then you wiggle around and something pops into place or something.
Stupid. You got like 7 bees and little cups all in your body. Now don't move.
You have to be ultimately relaxed. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to start stinging.
Oh my God.
That would make some sense, I guess.
Pure agony, though. I wish I could describe. How
do they light on fire in there? This is like a little piece of Kleenex.
Yeah.
Weird.
I actually have no idea. The one thing, and then the next thing she was selling on me is, oh, well, eventually we're going to get licensed to do CBD oil or whatever. I was like, okay, maybe. I don't know. I guess I could try that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my back.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I have this chest thing that's now gone for 4 months. And I think it's from the car accident. Yeah, it's still there.
Wow.
And what I do, I have a foam roller. Do you have a foam roller?
Oh, yes, somewhere. I should do that, actually.
I have this spot under my left shoulder blade that's just a knot forever.
Oh, that's me. It never goes away. That's the thing I have, pretty much.
So I, 3 times a day, when I wake up and then around lunch and then at night, I just roll the shit out of it. And then I go up to the side of the corner of the wall and like roll, you know.
Yeah, yeah. She gave me to do that with a tennis ball and all that.
Like
she
has, and it just goes, like it doesn't, it never goes away. It's just the same thing.
It's just pure pain.
If I don't do it, then it hurts more. So I just do, I guess I just have to do that for the rest of my life.
Wow. I'm amazed that you're able to do that. I can't do it. I did it a couple times. It does feel good though.
Because what it is, I think my theory, because doctors don't do anything or know anything, is that that whole knotted mess of whatever old muscle that I used to have, it's like pulling on the rib cage area up to my chest. And that's why my chest hurts, because there's nothing actually wrong with my chest. Because when I do
you
that.
You should tell people, like, you got 100 x-rays and.
Yeah.
Right. And like all this one. Shit. Okay. Yeah. Well, I feel like you've been going through this for a while, but I guess.
I got the one x-ray and the doctor was like, well, that proves it. You're fine. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, what is the x-ray? And she's like, well, you have nothing. Bones.
Yeah, so exactly.
If you didn't have bones, we'd have a problem, but they're all there. So there's nothing to worry about.
Since you didn't slime in here like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
I think we could have determined that you have bones.
I was really interested to see because I was guessing no bones. That was.
It's 50-50.
Yeah. She's like, you have all your bones. But I don't know. There's no answer. It's just, I think it's one of those things where people get old, like they've been getting old for a long time and people just live with it and they don't say anything. So you don't know.
Yeah.
And like, if everyone just said like, oh yeah, when you're 40, then you just, everything sucks and it hurts. And people kind of say that.
Yeah.
I guess that's just what happens. Like we just fucking get old and everything hurts.
I really want to know if I like, what I want to know more than anything. And I think you're right about like, obviously I have the utmost faith in science and doctors for most stuff, but it's stuff like this where it's not killing either of us. And it's, you know, it's just stuff that's kind of painful. And so it never, I don't think there's a whole lot of fucking science research into like, why does our stupid back not hurt too much that I know of? And most doctors, they're like, whatever. They do they go down their checklist of like, well, first we'll check for bones. We'll give you 10 doses of harmful radiation in x-ray form just to check. And that'll do nothing. And then that's all they have. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's tough with the amount of people that are that exist anywhere, especially here. You can't. Like if we were, if I was, you know, whatever, LeBron James or something, they'd be like, okay, we have to exactly figure out what this is and do this plan. And we have to,
that's what I want
to
know. I wish they would release that. You know, like I've thought about that so fucking much where I'm like, are there a bunch of doctors who work for the NHL, the NBA and the NFL? Do they know a bunch of stuff that we don't know, you know, like that they, or something do that? Maybe there's some sports medicine journal that would tell us all the stuff, but we never hear about it because the average doctor is just treating a bunch of fat Americans for different heart related stuff.
That's basically what it is. Most doctors here are just like, oh, your cholesterol is 1,000 over 1,000, your blood pressure. Like they're worried people are going to die in the office.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. So if you come in and you're like, my back kind of hurts, they're like, okay, well, we could check and see if you have a life threatening tumor or your heart's about to explode. Other than that, like, what? We don't have time to needle around here and like get this tiny ligament healed. Also, like we always say, I can't really blame them because they could do all that and then you could be like, oh, actually, it just went away after.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it does kind of
happen.
I
didn't do anything. Like, it's fine. It's gone now. Because your body is supposed to heal itself. But I don't know why certain things now, they're just, your body's like, nah, we're not going to really fix that one. It'll just kind of be there. It's too much work to make you back.
I really want to know, like, if I could have just somebody, you know, I don't know who, God. If somebody had all the answers, like I would want to know, okay, what is there a way? And if so, what is the way for us to like maintain our bodies perfectly? Like, is there some perfect regimen of stretching that like you have to do every day in the right way? And then no matter what, like you'll pretty much, you know, and you might get an injury or something, but you're not going to have a bunch of chronic bullshit. Or is it just that obviously evolution doesn't give a shit because we're old enough to have already like had kids and you know, hunted some shit. So it's fine. It doesn't matter that your body's just in pain and who cares? Nature doesn't care. So it's fine.
I think it's, you should be doing lightweight stuff like arm and back stuff and stretching and yoga and then sleeping in the right position.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Number one thing.
Sleeping in a fucking water tank where nothing. Yeah. That's my biggest thing is.
Number one thing.
Yeah, because like I would go to bed and I'd be like, well, am I going to ruin my life in the middle of the night under no control of my own? We'll see. Because I either wake up fine or I wake up and I can't move because my neck gets fucking messed up. God, it's the worst.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. There should be, the whole bed industry should be like, all right, here's the thing. My theory is that we should all have the beds that sit up, you know, that have like the.
How would you sleep in that? I can't.
You
sleep
have to
like
just
that.
Learn. Like you have to. God. You shouldn't sleep flat. That's my guess. Hmm. I think you have, because then the pressure on your back and shoulders, it's not there as much. And maybe, you know, if you get the adjustable ones, maybe you start out like a little bit higher and you get used to that and a little. I'm serious. Yeah,
eventually you sleep at a 90 degree, like standing up. Or, yeah, even, well, or hips, maybe you sleep, no, you hurt. Sleep like your face down and you're hanging on.
Yeah, you put Velcro on your back and so you just hang. Yeah.
Yeah, you're strapped to the bed and your arms and legs are like hanging down, penis.
And then you're like fully upside down on a wall with your head facing down. Or just a spinning thing that like it rotates
all the
throughout the night.
In your head and your feet.
No, but it rotates like a hamster. Imagine you're strapped to a hamster wheel and you fall asleep on the bottom and then it just slowly circles around. I think, dude.
Yeah.
I think there's too much.
I think
like,
it was
especially
you were probably
fat.
Fine with like a 10 degree angle upward. I don't know that we needed to go full like hamster wheel.
It might be the answer. Hamster wheel bets.
I'm just mad that my stupid body can find a way to hurt itself in the night.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Like, can't my body just be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. I think what I do is I turn my head like the Exorcist and I sleep with my face on my back somehow like a chicken or something. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, that's not how humans should be. And then I'm dead. That's the worst.
Yep. It is. That's my whole life. My biggest problem is my shoulders and back.
Oh my God.
Not as bad as you, but.
Well, I'm amazed. I actually realized when you mentioned this, cause you still have the death shoulder pain. I somehow figured a way out of that. And
yeah,
it was,
how you did that.
Yeah, I thought, because when you get massive shoulder pain, which you and I both had, and we're like, oh, it must be our stupid genetics or something. And the fact, again, that I'm playing hockey and playing golf and stuff like that, it was easy for me to think, oh, I'm just using my shoulders too much. And I can't do that. But then I think what happened was I got a different pillow so that the way I would hold my arms up is not as extreme. Like I used to sleep with my fucking shoulder dislocated and then I'd wake up and I couldn't use my arm for a while. And I don't have that anymore. So maybe there is a way. It's all sleeping. You just kill yourself in the night, everybody.
Yeah. I really think that is what it is. Yeah. Sleeping.
We need to be like a mummy. Like they should wrap us every night. Just wrap us in a bunch of toilet paper or whatever mummies. How do they get all that toilet paper back?
I don't know. It's all went weird. To mummies. Yeah. They're like, we could use this to wipe our butts.
Yeah, nobody
like,
else.
No, it goes to mummies first. If we have any after the mummies, then maybe.
One person can wipe their butt with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, God, I have 100 things.
Yeah, sure.
And I can't remember what they are. Well, what I was going to say is the next thing I'm purchasing after all this stupid house shit I had to buy is a bed. I'm buying one of those beds that adjusts.
Okay, let me know how it goes. Because I have thought for 4 years. Like I need to, it's worth it. I will spend a car sized payment on a fucking bed if I have to. But then my next thought is always, I think this is, I don't know how to make, you know, there's too much information out there. You know, everything now is sold as like, here's the actual thing. Mm. Well, it's probably always how it was, but I don't know that I can determine what the best thing is. And therefore I haven't bought a new bed in 4 years.
That's why I haven't either, but it's impossible. I have to try it because my back is ruined. What was I going to say?
Well, I know you have commercials.
I do have some commercials. Well, I just had a quick story about my air conditioning saga that finally ended because I got a new air conditioner, but it turned out, remember, so you come over and it was like 79 degrees in my house for no reason with the air conditioner running all the time. Turns out that the idiots that fixed the one outside mismatched it or something, and that's why. And previous summers, it was never that bad, and I knew it wasn't. Anyway, so I got a new one and everything, and it's fine, and they finished it. And I kept hearing this noise, like just everywhere in the house, especially upstairs and around the stairs. It's like this whining metallic noise, kind of like a note. And the guys came back to like finish something up, and I go, "Hey, do you like what is that noise? Is that something you can fix? Like,
ghosts?"
Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, let me see." And they go, "Oh yeah, I hear it." The both guys are like, "I hear it." And they're like, "You know, we're going to go talk to the guy, the head air conditioning master, see what we can do." And he goes, "Oh yeah, that's..." So they get back to me and they're like, "Yeah, that's the air conditioner. It sounds like that." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, and just put a different one in, because yeah, I'm not going to live with this." And they acted like they couldn't hear it at first. You know, they were like, "Oh, yeah, I don't really know." It's like the most obvious loud noise. It's the one outside. It's something to do with the coil or something. And they were just, you know, they're just going to install this. It's probably like a discount model that makes that noise that no fell human would truck. Ever. Yeah. No one would ever buy. And the last thing they told me is they're like, "Well, so they make this, like, it's almost like a blanket that goes in there over the spot that makes that noise. And we'll install that, and that should get rid of the noise." It's just like, what? It has to be. The thing I wanted to say is those situations where I wonder, you know, if they probably install that same unit in, I don't know, 100 houses a summer.
Yeah.
Am I the only person that says, like,
yeah,
do you hear that fucking noise that can't possibly be ignored that I'm going to hear forever every time it comes on? And other people would just be like,
"Yes,
yeah." Other people would just say, "Oh, I don't even what? Oh, I didn't notice that noise." Or, "Oh yeah, you know, it blend." They just, you know, it's like a clock. Like, do you have any ticking clocks in your house? I will throw them out the window. I found one. I found I could be sleeping upstairs and it could be outside under the dirt.
You're literally Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Like the crocodile or whatever it was.
As soon as my brain senses a ticking, that's all I'm going to hear.
Well, first off, is your mustache does the, it like goes like the hands of the clock does that first.
That's my problem with noise. My brain wants to go, "Oh, there's an annoying noise. That's all we're going to think about now."
Yeah.
No, I can't ignore it. It doesn't.
Yeah. Well, this is, sucks. Yeah, no, totally the same way. And Lydia couldn't be more not that way.
Yeah.
And she set up the kid room, the Phoebe's room, with a fucking clock in it. And every night for the pits, she's 2 years old. Every night for 2 years or whatever that she's been sleeping, maybe a year and a half. I put her down. I'm like, "God, is this child abuse to have this fucking clock in here?" But nobody else cares. She sleeps fine. Lydia doesn't care, you know, and it's kind of, when we hear the baby monitor, you can like hear the like, I'm like, and so finally, I don't know when it was or what happened, but eventually I was just like, "Let's get rid. I can't handle it. I can't, on Phoebe's behalf, I cannot handle this clock being in here. So we have to get rid of it. Please throw it away." It's weird. I can't do it.
I had the thought the other night when I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought like, "Oh, we have a clock in here that's making that noise." And I don't know how I didn't notice it. And then I started thinking, like, is that, they have to purposely do that, right? Like,
yeah,
if they could make clocks that don't have the ticking noise. So we want to be reminded of every second that's passing in our lives. Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be a reason. They'd be like, "Well, if it doesn't click, then..."
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was one of those things where the first clocks actually had to make that noise because of the fucking gears or whatever. Whatever it's doing. And then... Yeah. After that, everyone wanted to, it won't seem like a clock unless it has that telltale noise.
We can have tick-tockless clocks now. It's fine. Everybody knows what they are and we trust them. And
You're not going to be worried that time stopped like in that Twilight Zone. Wait, should I go into a bank vault and read, break my glasses, whatever it was?
Yeah.
That's not really a danger.
I hate ticking clocks. God, they're so perfect. Dude, that's the most annoying thing is they're perfectly ticking and talking, at the perfect, there's no variance. Like if it was a tick, then nothing for a while, a talk. Yeah. Like you don't know when it's going to happen or something.
Which one's a tick and which ones are talks? Can you tell?
The first one's a tick. It's obvious. If you could go back to when you first put the batteries in.
The very first.
Yeah.
First time. You have to keep a count to know which ones are the ticks and the talks. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't know now, but you no. would have if you would have started from when you first plugged it in or put a battery in there. Yeah. It's tick tock, tick tock. Yeah. No one says tock tick.
Yeah, obvious. They accidentally made a clock like that once. They like smash it, just ruined it.
Yeah, yeah, people lost their minds. Yeah. So the other thing I was gonna say, this is not funny, and I don't even know why I would talk about it other than that I want to.
Okay, this
is half my show.
Sure.
Is that I think I told you that I didn't realize that I could buy like whatever I want, and that I would want to buy a bunch of old Jordan shoes from when I was a kid. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, everybody knows that the sneaker, like the, you know, the Jordan, Nike, whatever sneaker industry is like a big thing, right? Everyone knows that, like generally,
don't you think? I imagine a lot of people might be surprised to still, or to learn that still Jordans are like, it wouldn't be like LeBron's or something.
It's not even just still, it's 1,000 times bigger than it was bigger than back then.
Okay. Yeah, because all the people who are your age now can spend all of their money on it. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. And also kids, somehow their parents, you know, well, yeah. Those people can buy them for their kids and their kids can buy them for their kids and so on and so on. But so what happened was somebody I know is like, oh, did you see these Jordans? What they do is they're like re-releasing all the old ones.
That's, you know. the as much as I've gathered from this, which is not very much, is they just do these little boutique releases so everybody spends $500 on them over and over. Like, it's just a typical collectible thing, right?
Sort of. There's that, but they also do wider releases where you can just get them. Like, they don't sell out.
Oh,
okay. They have, like, the rare ones that people line up for or sign. They have, like, lotteries on the website that you enter, and then if you win, you're allowed to buy it. And then literally every person who does that just sells it for more on whatever, eBay or some shoe apps or whatever. But someone told me like, oh, there's this, you know, these, I can't remember the first ones I bought now. Well, it was the 11s, you know, the ones I had in high school that have that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the blue and white ones? But yeah, they're usually black and white or red.
I remember you sold those, or I think those, on eBay in like 2000 or 1999 or something.
Yeah.
2000. And it was like a really early eBay commerce.
Yeah. They are probably worth like $600-$800 now.
You sold them for I think like 180 or something.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. I thought it was more than that even.
200, 180.
And they were well used too. It wasn't like new in the box, you know. Yeah. I wore them. So anyway, I bought like the low top versions of those in black and white, and I was like, "Oh, these are nice, you know." And then people started to say, oh, they came out with the blue and yellow and orange, and then the orange and red. Like, there's literally every color combination, all these, like, the ones I just got are, like, these Tinker, some artist. I don't even know what it is, but they're, like, black and have these different. Anyway, they never, ever stop coming out. There's never-ending Jordans of every, you know, ones, twos, threes, all the different years. So I was looking at those, and I like three or four of the different years. So I got a couple of those. I'm like, oh, these are fun. And then, like you said, I didn't realize, like, I mean, I kind of knew this, but they now have like LeBron Jordan. They're not Jordans, but they're LeBron Nikes. And then there's like Kyrie and Durant, like the, you know, all the all big the superstars start to get their own line of Jordans kind of. And there's so many fucking shoes and they sell forever. All of them sell forever. It's unbelievable. But the main thing I want to say is that did you ever wear my shoes, those Jordans?
I don't think so.
So they're the most uncomfortable piece of shit basketball shoes ever made.
Yeah.
I remember playing junior year in them just because they were so cool, and my feet hurt the entire time. And
actually ruined your life. Like the bones are injuries you have from that.
They weighed like 70 pounds. I couldn't even run or jump or anything, but we had to wear them because they were so cool. And I was asking this guy, so I know this guy who's like he's obsessed with it, and he's like to the point where he gets test pairs ahead of time that Nike sends him.
Wow.
And then he wears them, and then he tells, you know, what he thinks or whatever. And I said, like, what's a good, cause I bought all these Jordans and, I have like three pairs, not a lot, but I wore them, you know, I wear them like to when we go to trivia or, you know, just whatever, but I'm not going to play basketball in them because they're awful. And so I said, I've been shooting around at the court here and there. And I said, what are like actual comfortable basketball shoes? Like, do they make those? And he goes, oh, the best ones are the Durant 12s. He's like, they're like favorite actual basketball shoe to play with. And I was like, all right, I'll buy those. And I bought them and they came and they're the most comfortable fucking basketball shoes really? Ever made by a human. And I was thinking, if I had those in high school, I probably would have played at made a varsity. Division I college. Yeah. They're so good. You should just buy them just to shoot them.
I literally might buy them just from you saying that. Just you in should. Case I do go. Because I need some basketball shoes.
Dude,
I
think I've they're worn mine so now. Nice. And they look fine, too. They're not like super dumb looking. There's a lot of really nice design, yeah, like simple design shoes now.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm trying to think. I'm wondering, because I went through this. I tried to buy some running shoes the other year. And I went through this kind of thought process where it's like, well, I see what Nike is doing and it looks interesting, but there's no, like I tried them on. I'm like, this is why my thought was, it's been a long time since I've cared about shoes for comfort and running and whatever. And I would have thought the technology would have, you know, gone a little further by now. Like they'd be amazingly yeah. comfortable, whatever. But it turns out that none of that, they're actually less comfortable than ever. They just look like modern art kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all correct. This is just, but there's one you found that actually works. That's good.
No, that's true also, but there's so many fucking shoes. It's unbelievable yeah. how many shoes there are. There's these, the other ones that I'm going to buy next are these, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. has these, they come out this week, actually.
Great.
Dude, it actually gets fun because there's roughly 1,000 releases a week.
Yeah.
And you can just, every week you get like an email. It's like, here's what's coming out this week. 9,000 pairs of different shoes.
Jesus, what a scam.
I know. It's unbelievable. You know, they cost like 5 cents to have people in another country yeah. slave away and make them. And then they sell them for like $200 and
it's the same rubber bullshit, but with a slightly different pattern of rubber bullshit uh-huh. every time.
Yeah. And it's got to be the greatest like marketing because you yeah. use a player that's a famous player that he wears them. Like, what else is like that? I'm just trying to think. Like, there's no cars that, like, well, you know,
that's too expensive. James Bond. It has to be something that's like, you know, pricey enough to make a profit, but also not like a house payment or something. Like, it's got to be something you can buy a bunch of so you feel like yeah. you collect them all.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow. It's the greatest thing. But I can't get that into it. I don't care that much. But like I said, I wanted to find just good basketball shoes. And I went out and I was shooting around and I'm like, these are amazing. They're all like the part around your, what do you call that? The palm of your foot, you know, where you're the pad part.
Yeah.
Before your toes, that big soft area.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck that is. Yeah. It's all nice and wide right there and soft. And like, you can feel like you could, you know.
Yeah, the part that like a lion has, that part, like yeah. the little.
But no, there's these Odell Beckham Jr. They're called like flies. So anyone listening who knows shoes is going to be like, this guy, fucking idiot, doesn't know anything about shoes. But they weigh like less than air. And they're, fly knit. They're called fly knit. I'll show them to you. They look awesome. But anyway, you can get like sitting shoes, sleeping shoes. You know, I'm going to get ones for like the top of my stairs to the bottom and then a different one from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, like it's a whole different angle and just yeah. weight distribution.
Different
that you
pressure
need.
Points.
Yeah. You know, man, that's funny because I've been thinking recently, I'm sure you've had this, I'm sure everybody has had the same thought, that I really, like, I feel constantly almost to the point where I'm like, okay, I've realized that this is all capitalistic crap and that the buying things doesn't make you happy ever. And so I'm going to stop yeah. buying any. I'm always close. And then I'm like, okay, I got to buy this one more thing. And then, yeah. but I know it's not going to help. Like the number of things through the course of my life that I bought that were like, should be awesome things that would make you happy. And then realize like, oh, it's actually within all along. It has nothing to do with things yeah. on the outside, but it's still, it's so hard to not want to buy stuff, but can't we,
it is. Yeah. I don't buy much at all, as you know.
Yeah. But. Yeah. This is your one, your 200 shoes you bought. Only, no. Yeah. You don't spend much, which is,
I'm
yeah.
not going to go overboard on. I just think it's reasonable. Like if you want to go shoot some hoops mm-hmm. and you can afford some nice shoes, like that made sense to me, you know, because yeah. I've always had like, I wear running shoes for like my regular shoes and they're bullshit, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
It's really weird.
There's either running shoe, basketball shoe, or like cool guy, you know, skate shoes. There's not like a running shoe that doesn't look like an old, like a dad shoe, you know?
Yep.
It's kind of where I'm at.
Well, right now. I'm also, it sucks that like the economic incentives are never right. I'm at the point of my life where I would prefer to pay more for a thing that's actually better. You know, like I've saved money. I can, and honestly, it works out better anyway, because it lasts longer. It's what you actually want, that kind of thing. But you can't find it. Like even the best stuff oftentimes where you're like, okay, this is what's the top of the line, whatever. It's just better marketed. It's not actually better in any way. It's fucking frustrating. Like, you know, there's plenty of stuff where I just buy the cheap whatever because I don't care. I'm just talking about the, you know, the couple things where you're like, okay, I actually care about whatever thing I'm trying to buy. I want it to be like a high quality thing. And the only increase in price is just, oh, we did better at making this look better. But it's all the same kids in whatever country who stapled some rubber together. It's all this. It's all anything is.
Yeah, or whoever the celebrity endorsement is.
Yeah,
or
whatever, yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
It Imagine if it was like an actual product was like, okay, we had this cobbler in Italy who knows the secret to like the perfect way to align the muscles of feet and bones. Well, he makes a couple pairs, you know, and then we can or whatever. Like, imagine if you actually had some amazing design. No, but it's probably all marketing. There is no cobbler. They made him up. It's an actor. They paid.
Yeah.
So it's all marketing. It's the same fucking rubber put together by kids in Indonesia that Nike profits off of.
Yep. That sort of segues into one of my commercials I wanted to make fun of. The first one I sent you? Yeah, the first one.
Let me see. All right, let's see if this
all
works.
Our favorite
Chevy. Oh, yeah, this guy. He's been going strong for years, this guy.
There's
this
a company that's talked to even more real people than me.
Oh, I hate this.
J.D. one. Power. 448,134 to be exact. They answered 410 questions in 8 categories about vehicle quality. And when they were done, Chevy earned more J.D. Power quality awards across cars, trucks, and SUVs than any other brand over the last 4 years. So on behalf of Chevrolet, I want to say thank you, real people.
You're welcome.
We're going to need a bigger room.
God. I'm okay with the entire commercial. Until the fucking end, when he says, we're going to need a bigger room, and people laugh. They already did the commercial. Everyone's in the room fitting perfectly. There's no reason to have that joke. And then I realized what it is fucking, what's this guy's name? Can we give him a name?
I don't know.
Must have a name. Chevy guy.
Yeah.
He's like fucking riffing at some point probably. When they're filming. And then the ad wizard, genius, director, producer. I don't know how many. Do they actually have? They must have a director.
Yeah, they have a director for sure.
Yeah, he's like, let's just go ahead, just riff a little bit.
Yeah,
and then we'll, you know, we'll just take all. We're rolling on all this.
We have the room. We've got the actors. They're paid for a certain amount of time.
And then somebody somewhere makes a decision of like, that was kind of funny, and like people laugh. Or I don't even know if that laughter is from that. It's probably just like generated fake laughter. But let's say they actually did laugh at that. That would have been when they were, you know, setting up the commercial and people were walking in, and then he's like, oh, we're going to need a bigger room. And he didn't say it after they did the fucking thing and the commercial's over. It's,
well, God. No, I think it's so stupid that was what was that? Was that me?
Sorry.
I think it's so stupid that was scripted. Like, I actually think they were like, okay,
probably.
Here's the awesome punchline at the end. We're going to need a bigger room because it's kind of like we're going to need a bigger boat from Jaws. Sort of.
But it doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
They already did the commercial, and it's there. If you watch it, they're all perfectly spaced out. You know.
Yeah. What is missing from this piece of shit is you'd need like more people trying to get in, and the doors and the doors are there. Doors are
nothing. Pisses me off more when they're like, "Let's just use a joke without any setup that doesn't make sense," because the fucking dumbasses watching this will laugh at a. We're going to need more people joke. Like you said, because of Jaws or whatever. I bet you people watching this, they laugh at that. They actually laugh. They're
jeez,
like,
oh, yeah. Could that possibly be true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And then we have to suffer because of that.
I can't believe this fucking guy is still going. I really can't. I don't know what, if he's somebody's son or what, because he... Or maybe the ad wizards just think he's got so much fucking charisma. I was thinking at this point, you know, when you're talking about him riffing, I think he's such a seasoned veteran that he's like, all right, guys, I got this. Let me,
yeah.
Look, I have it, okay? That's why I've been in 5 years of these fucking stupid commercials where we open giant doors and have people get... Oh, God, I hate it. I hate it. I hate everything about those commercials.
I hate it so
There's
much.
Real people. I like the way they walk in, just every... It's amazing. If you watch that video, which if I remember, maybe I'll put the link in the thing. The way every single person walks in, I just, my brain goes, I hate every one of those people. And I find like a thing about them that I hate.
Yeah.
Just because like, there's nothing worse than these are real people in the Chevy commercial. I don't know why. My brain just hates it so fucking much that it bothers me. Like what is that process? Like they're obvious. They're not real people. They're people that are actors, but
yeah,
whatever.
I wish someone in the I wish it was real and he said that and someone in the audience was like, why do we need a bigger room? And he'd be like, oh, you know, because there's a lot of people. And he'd be like,
oh, I can scoot over a little bit.
We're like, all I've got here.
If I step just to my left here, I can fit probably five people.
Excuse me, is anybody uncomfortable in the room? Huh, weird. No, everyone seems fine. I don't think we need a bigger room. Did you just try to make a joke based on a Jaws joke just to get a cheap laugh when it didn't make any sense? That's how I would like
everybody
to go.
Take one step closer to center. I think we can get about 300 more people in this room, actually, pretty easily, comfortably. No problem whatsoever.
Or if someone in the crowd was like, oh, were we trying to get the 455,000 people that you mentioned at the beginning actually in this room? Because, yeah, we would, but I think we just hired, you guys all hired, right? Like you could casting call. And so it looks like we have about 150 people maybe here.
Not even that. It's like 40.
Yeah, 40 people. And why would we need a bigger room for this perfectly planned out commercial with a certain amount of people that fit in the room?
God. Yeah, it's not a natural part of the, what is he even talking about? He's not talking about the buying process. He's talking about the J.D. Power award process, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is a part of that that, okay, after you've filled out your forms, everybody, go ahead and walk into this one room where we'll all gather for no reason. Like, there's no logical reason for fucking any of it.
Yeah, it's just a cheap... I think it was either something he said when they all started getting in there and
no, that's scripted, man. That's 100%. Whoever wrote that is
planned
like,
planned at the end.
Yeah, at the end. Because they think, like, this is the perfect... Every commercial needs that little punchline at the end. Right before every commercial is structured this way. It's like selling point, whatever, selling point, brand, whatever. And then the very end, it's a little like, what do they call it? There's a name for it. A little thingy at the end, a button or whatever. There's a something. So there's some industry term for it.
Yeah.
And it's a little punchline. And then they leave you with so that you're chuckling, fondly remembering this Chevy commercial.
It's so annoying. Everything about it is annoying. Yeah, I just can't stand the end. Why do they get away with being dumb and nobody calls anybody out? There needs to be an advertising oversight committee that's like, you can't. Sorry, rejected. This commercial rejected. Go back and fix it.
I'm just tired of the smugness of those ones.
Yeah.
Shut up. Tell me your fucking car. I really wish we could go back to like... on this one particular thing, it would be nice to go back to the fucking 50s or something where it's like, brought to you by Chevrolet. Did you know that Chevrolet, like, that's fine. Just tell me your fucking thing. I don't need a documentary. I don't need a fucking art film about your product. I don't need to be crying about it. Just fucking tell me what it is.
Well, here's you're really why not going to like the next commercial that I have for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember this one, too. Turns out, because it's football season, we're actually seeing commercials again.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm seeing any of these. All right, this one's hard to do over the podcast, too, because it's all so visual. Bad.
Well, I'm wondering, should we like do another episode or what? Can you do one
more? Sure. I was just going to do a really long one. But
we'll do this for the next one. Oh, okay. Well, but a long one is not as good as doing multiple episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that because we're already at time anyway. I didn't even touch on stuff I needed to talk about. All right. I don't know why. I mean, so I guess this week they'll have two instead of the one that they get every week.
Yeah.
So, this will be weird, but okay. Hopefully everybody.
Hopefully it's not too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I love too that like by the time we finally get back to recording, it's Trump is being impeached, all this shit. Yeah. Like everyone's going to want to listen to their news podcast. Whatever. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back real soon. We got to do another one. We got plenty of shit. See you then.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.